Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the Allo Communications Studios. This is The Whole Show. We've got the one and only Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider here. Zach, my man, OTAs. I think one of the main things that we talk about first with OTAs is who's there, who's not. It's like the Oscars. What did they wear? This is who's there and who's not. So yesterday, we Melvin Gordon, Bradley Chubb, Kareem Jackson. Am I missing anybody? That was yesterday.
Yes, correct. That was yesterday. Melvin Gordon, Kareem Jackson. Those were the big two who weren't there for non-injury related reasons. And we believe that Kareem Jackson was not there yesterday because he was attending his daughter's graduation. Bradley Chubb was also not there. I had heard there were some logistical issues of him getting back to Denver in time, and that proved to be the case as he was there today, Brady. But Melvin Gordon, not a surprise that we did not see him out there, because he has not been an OTA's guy. I think that's actually how he said it in the past. He's not an OTA's guy, so with his absence yesterday, I don't expect him to be here until mandatory minicamp in the middle of June.
All right, so where are you on that then with Melvin Gordon? I mean, if you look at his yard totals, the last couple of years, I mean, these last 2 years with the Broncos specifically, they haven't really dropped off. I mean, two of his better years in his career, 918 and 986, they rival two of his top years with the Chargers. But at the same time, you got a new quarterback, you got a new head coach, you got a new system. Where do you line up on this? I know it's voluntary, but would you have liked to see Melvin Gordon on hand?
Without a doubt, Brady. And now it is voluntary, yes. But saying that, it's not going to hurt his paycheck. It's not going to hurt anything like that. It's not going to hurt his standing with the team. But Brady, you just said it. The Broncos have a new quarterback. They have a new head coach. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have a new offensive system. You can't be learning this as effectively when you're on the road and you're not there with your team. So 100%, I think it's important that everyone is there, especially for this year. And I actually really like what Justin Simmons said yesterday. He played the company line a little bit, saying, you know, it's voluntary. But then he said, you know, these are new systems, and the best way to learn them is by being there. And now, will I view it the same next year when it's the same system? Probably not. It won't be as important. And I think he nailed it right on the head. It's very important. And then on top of all of that, Brady, you put on that he's in a running back competition for the starting job, for reps, to get on his quarterback and his head coach's good side. Now, that can all go away if he goes out there week one and rushes for 5 yards per carry and does that throughout the season. Of course, then that's going to be okay. The most important thing is that he's ready for training camp. And part of that is having your body physically ready. And I know that Melvin Gordon is a guy that works his tail off in the off season, so I have no doubt his body is going to be ready. But another part of that is the mental side. And he can see the playbook when he's out in California, but you do miss something not being here for these practices.
Yeah, and especially you're trying to kind of build that up. And we, you know, what we know about Russell Wilson, and Zach, you can speak on this certainly more than me. It seems like these would be good things to be involved with. Russell doesn't seem like the kind of guy that doesn't show up to this kind of thing. I mean, he seemed like he's going to do more. He's going to create his own OTAs before the OTAs. So you just got to wonder, like, how that ultimately works. And again, these guys have been in the league so long now, they get used to it. But you just wonder. You want to see this team put their best foot forward. And Melvin Gordon's back with Denver. And I was happy to see Bradley Chubb, though. I will say that. I was very happy to see him out there today via your Twitter.
Yeah, and I was happy as well, especially because Randy Gregory's not going to be out there this offseason, Brady, because he's recovering from that shoulder surgery. And we know that the health of that position is going to be so key for this team. And honestly, the biggest question mark, the biggest gamble for this team. And if Bradley Chubb wasn't showing up all offseason, or if he had an injury he was dealing with, boy, that would just really, really cause some big alarms to go off. But I do think it was just him being able to get back into town before yesterday's is what delayed him not being there. And Brady, one point on Russ and Melvin really quick that you touched on. We talked to Russ after practice yesterday, probably for about 12 minutes, five of those minutes. He was very seriously talking about his commitment to winning, his commitment to excellence, his commitment to doing everything you can every single day, every single minute of every single day in order to win. And when you have a great quarterback like a Peyton Manning, like a Russell Wilson, OTAs, not really voluntary. Like I said, you're not going to get fined. But that is something where if you were to miss, especially an offensive player, if you were to miss some of OTAs, boy, Peyton is certainly going to remember that. I don't know if that's going to be the case with Russ, but they are cut from a very similar cloth.
Yeah, that's a great point. There are some guys that really do look around and say, hey, you weren't here during that. We'll see how that impacts your looks going forward. Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. What about Jerry Jeudy? Everything that I was following along with you, Zach, yesterday, Jerry was there, but not participating. What's the situation there? Injuries, hold off, or are we still waiting on any new information from the arrest a couple of weeks ago? Where are we on that situation?
Yeah, yesterday was purely injury related, a little back tightness. It was described as mild to me, so it's not something to be concerned about right now. But when you just take a step back and you look at Jerry Jeudy, there's just a lot of question marks, and that's something that you can't just ignore, from off-the-field stuff to on-the-field stuff. We've talked about it all, Brady, and so this is just another thing to add to the concern list. And, Brady, we're talking about it on our podcast, you know, who's going to lead the Broncos in receiving, and it really should be Jerry Jeudy. It really should be Jerry Jeudy. The talent's there, what he can do with Russ, how open he was so many times last year, and the quarterback just didn't find him. But then there's just all these things that stack up that just bring my confidence level in that down so much. So you hope that we'll see him out there next week, certainly in the next month by the time mandatory minicamp rolls around. But that's what it was yesterday.
I keep trying to just go, okay, you know, some of these are different situations. He didn't go to Russell Wilson's thing because of the birth of a child, his child. I get that. Then you have the arrest thing, and we talked about it, and it's not as bad as initially, you know, we initially thought, but still, it's an arrest at the end of the day. And then you get this. When do we get to that point where we're like, come on, dude, like every week, every month, there's something going on. Maybe they're not colossal, but they do add up.
Yeah, this is really the no-excuse season for Jerry Jeudy. 2 years ago, he didn't have good quarterback play at all. We knew that he did not like Drew Lock, at least as a quarterback on the field. And then last year, he got injured, and he was on pace for well over a 100-yard game in that first game against the Giants before suffering that high ankle sprain. And you don't come back from high ankle sprains fully the same year you suffer them. So I was still impressed when he came back a little bit with what he was able to do on the field, especially with the quarterback position at where it was. But those are two excuses, legitimate excuses, I think. But now it's no excuses at all. They're going to try to feed Jerry. Russell Wilson is now a legitimate quarterback, and this is year three for Jerry. So if it doesn't come together this year, Brady, then we truly are talking about, you know, we're talking about what the future is for Jerry on this team.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. What are the other storylines? Again, what you're seeing from OTAs. You talked to us about Russell Wilson, you know, very serious about OTAs. Getting Bradley Chubb back in the mix, Kareem Jackson with graduation and that. What are the things you've got your eye on as far as position battles or anything like that early or late in this month of May?
Well, it's kind of tough with the position battles. We talked about it with running back. One of the guys isn't there, so the other guy is clearly running away with it, at least in the first OTA. And then another position battle, right tackle. That may be the most interesting one, the one with the biggest impact on the team. Billy Turner and Calvin Anderson, they both have injuries right now, so they're not participating. So it's not just Eric Tomlinson that's out there, or Tom Compton, I'm sorry. You have Ben Braden, a backup guard who is playing right tackle as well. And so you have so many mix-ups on the offensive line. You have Quinn Meinerz playing right guard. Then you have Ntani Muti playing right guard. Graham Glasgow and Dalton Risner are also getting in on the offensive line, where yesterday in practice, it really caused Russ to be running a lot. And that's not something you want to see as your quarterback running a lot, but I'll tell you what, Brady, if anyone can do it, it is Russ. While he was under so much pressure, he stayed calm. He was able to go left. He was able to go right. He was able to scramble and get some yards. And then he was also able to just throw on the run. And it puts such a strain on your defense when a quarterback's able to buy time back there. And even with this Broncos' great secondary, these receivers were able to get open and find holes. And that's just going to cause such issues for opposing defenses this year.
What do you see so far? And again, there's only so much you're getting right now, Zach, but what kind of offense are you getting a feel that Hackett and Russell Wilson are going to put out there for us? Is this going to be a balanced offense, run heavy with Wilson making some big throws? What are you seeing so far?
Yeah, it's going to be the Russell Wilson offense at least this year, Brady. And what I mean by that is it's certainly going to have the Nathaniel Hackett outside zone complex to it. And I saw a lot of that yesterday with just how they're trying to push the ball outside. But we're going to see so much play action based off of that and so much movement. And one of the things that a player told us last week was every play is designed to look the same, so that defenses can't pick up on what you're doing before the snap. And then once you snap it, then everything changes. And I saw a lot of that yesterday. It could be the trickery from this, but I do expect Russell Wilson to be throwing the ball a ton this first year or two. And then maybe they'll try to find some balance.
Zach Stevens, great work from you. Am I missing anything? Anything else stick out that you care to report?
You know, it's all Russell Wilson. And one cool little thing, Russell Wilson yesterday said Peyton Manning has taken him under his wing in a beautiful way since coming to Denver. I think that is just music to everyone's ears here in Broncos country.
Yeah, I mean, get that combo together, those two sharing football stories and knowledge. My goodness, that's a recipe for disaster in the best way for the Broncos and the worst way for their opponents in the AFC West. Zach, my man, what are you working on that we can check out? Your podcast is rocking and rolling. Your written stuff is great. What do you have for us that we can check out at DNVR Broncos?
Man, Brady, OTAs are underway, so that means real football. So covering everything you need to know from what's going on the field on the days we get to watch practices to, of course, talking to players after. We're about to talk to some Broncos here and coming up in just 20 minutes or so.
All right, my man. Great work from you as always. We appreciate you squeezing us in.
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Right tackle. That's the position to watch out for. You got Billy Turner and Calvin Anderson both battling injury stuff, but the battle is expected to go through those guys. You've got Garrett Bowles at that left side. Dalton Risner will be at the left side, left guard. Cushenberry probably starting center for now, but there might be a little bit of a battle there. Right guard Quinn Meinerz probably, and then right tackle's the battle. That's where it's going to be. The other battle was, of course, the running back situation, but as Zach pointed out, with Melvin not there, Javonte's going to earn more carries, don't you think? I don't know. I know Melvin wasn't there last year, and he got the exact same, but Javonte was a rookie. So I'm kind of with you, Jades, like, especially now. It's your job. I know the proof is in the pudding. You've been okay. You've been a good player without OTAs, but you got a new system here. Russell's saying it's time to win, and he wants guys that are going to be taking this thing seriously, and that's where he is. So I think things do change a little bit when you got a Russell Wilson. Now you got a Nathaniel Hackett. You got a new offensive mind here for this coaching staff. So, hey, we'll see how it affects everybody. 35 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. We got the latest on the local Sports Flash.